Coming up later on Cityscape, The Art of Bill Cohn, an exhibition of the late St. Louis artist's work, Monumental Paintings, opens today at the Bruno David Gallery. But first, in our monthly soundbite segment in partnership with Sauce Magazine, we examine the growing restaurant scene on the Del Mar Loop. Joe Edwards got the ball rolling back in 1972 with his first restaurant, Blueberry Hill. He's opened a string of other businesses there since, Pinup Bowl, Flamingo Bowl, The Pageant, Moonrise Hotel, and Eclipse Restaurant. Have I missed anything, Joe?
No, that covers a couple of rooftop places that just opened recently on top of the Moonrise.
Is that right? And then you have a diner coming pretty soon also.
Yeah, very excited about that. Next summer, the Peacock Diner, the Peacock Loop Diner, will open, a 24-hour diner, so the Loop will truly be a 24/7 neighborhood. Along with the hotel and the diner, you can get something all night and day.
Well, you've seen and been a part of what's happened at the Loop over the last couple of decades, and we'll certainly get into that. More recently, though, Derek Devers, Derek Fleeg, and Ryan Pinkston opened the Three Kings Public House, and we say hello to Ryan Pinkston. Welcome
Hi.
To the program.
Nice
and
to
from here. From Sauce Magazine, LaGaia Figueres, executive editor. Hi, LaGaia.
Hi, Steve. Thanks again for having us.
LaGaia, in this month's Sauce Magazine, there's an article where you interviewed, I don't know if you did it, but there's an interview with Derek, and Ryan.
Yes, that is an interview that I did every month at the last page of the magazine. We always do an interview with an individual or individuals who we find we are intrigued by and want to know a little bit more, get into their personality, and have a chat. So this month I had a chat with the Three Kings. And asked all sorts of questions. Everything and anything we feel like asking.
So are Derek, and Ryan equally intriguing?
So, yes, absolutely, for sure.
Ryan, in that article, the three of you are asked about being in business with friends, I guess, as opposed to more formal business type partners. And one of the Derek's responds, it's a lot easier with friends.
Yeah, I mean, we've known each other for over 20 years now and worked together previously in other restaurants. And when this opportunity came up after Riddle's closed, it seemed like a perfect fit for all of us. And, you know, it's stressful. The restaurant business is stressful, whether it's friends or relatives or people that you're just working with in business. But it's been great. We have a great working relationship together. And, you know, it's, at the end of the day, it's great to work with people that you really respect and love.
Yeah, well, he makes the point, too. Like, if you have a disagreement with a friend, you can maybe get mad even, but you talk it over and you get over it. If it's somebody else, yeah. You might stay mad.
Right, yeah. It's easy to work things out with friends. And, you know, we have had a lot of experiences over the years together. And, you know, I think we all play off each other well as
yeah.
well.
Joe, what about you? Have you had partners in your line of work, or are you always the lone guy?
No, it's kind of been that I do it myself. I have great staff people and great people helping out and great management at the various places, but it just happened that way. That does make it easy. I don't argue with myself very often. But I tell you, it really is great having Three Kings in a Loop. They've added a lot, and I love the spacing of the restaurants in the Loop. And they've filled a big void when Riddle's closed.
What do you mean,
as Ryan said?
What do you mean when you say the spacing?
Well, the spacing to have a sidewalk, a city street vibrant. It's really nice having retail stores too. I really think you need two or three or four retail stores for every restaurant. And if you have the restaurants spaced out, you know, at one end is Cicero, then you have Fitz's, and then Blueberry Hill, then Three Kings, and Mission Taco, and then going east of Skinker, the same type of thing. It makes it really fascinating for visitors to the area, whether they're from St. Louis or from out of town. And we get lots and lots of tourists now, especially in the summertime, because of the uniqueness of the street and the owner-operated restaurants and retail stores.
The Walk of Fame is fun, too.
It's a great unifying attraction and a great thing for St. Louis, I think, to instill pride in students and adults, for that matter. And there's going to be a new book coming out next month that features all the photo portraits and the backgrounds of the 140 first people inducted in the Walk of Fame.
Well, I want to say, Joe, the first time I met you, I was hosting a television show for Charter Cable, and I went down to cover an event, and I met you, and you introduced me to Chuck Berry and Ike Turner, something I'll never forget.
So. Well, those are fun days, that's for sure.
Joe knows some people. LaGaia, certainly the Loop is a destination place in St. Louis. We have a few of those, but the Loop is one of the biggies.
Yeah, it's a huge biggie. And like Joe said, there's so many developments going on right now. I mean, when I look back just in the last few years, you know, some recent additions were Nico and Tavolo 5. Those both opened up last year. There's an Italian pastry shop, if folks haven't gone, that opened just in the last 6 months called Pacioni, right on the corner of Skinker and Delmar. And then, you know, as Joe mentioned, we have Mission Taco, fabulous Mexican, but, you know, a touch of Baja. And, and for folks that don't know, it's really, it's fun when you, it's not just, you know, you could just call it Mexican fare. When you understand, oh, they got their inspiration from the Mission District in San Francisco, it's different. So Soul Taco opened 6 months ago. And then we have fabulous Blueprint Coffee. Anybody who's into this new wave of coffee needs to hit Blueprint. And then coming soon is The Good Pie, which is moving from Midtown to the Loop. And then, you know, Joe's Place, the Peacock Diner's coming in. And soon we're going to have a full-service grocery store right next door to the diner, which is Global Foods Market. And so folks know of that one existing in Kirkwood. I mean, it's exciting, not just full-service grocery, but you've got the ethnic component to that food.
I'm going to get a historical perspective from Joe in just a second. But, Ryan, you go way back, too, because you grew up in the neighborhood.
Yes, I actually I went to school at St. Rock there in the neighborhood, and Joe lives in the Parkview area, and I actually grew up trick-or-treating at Joe's house, and, you know, I mean, I
But you get little hamburgers and things?
I have to say, he always had it. He had a good – it was one of the best – I mean, Parkview was a great place to trick-or-treat in general, but we always knew to go to Joe's spot. So, and then, you know, growing up down there, I you know, it was always a dream to have a spot on Del Mar there in the Loop, but you know, it's for a long time, you know, it had a lot of the same places. I think right now you still have the great standards of Blueberry Hill and Fitz's and Cicero's that have been around for years, but you have a lot of new stuff coming in that is continuing, you know, Joe's lead. And I think Joe's done a really great job of making the Loop a very unique, interesting spot for people to come to, especially out of town, and people that live further out from the city.
Right. Well, Joe, take us back to those early days, 1972. The Loop is not the place we know today.
No, it had seen its better days. It had been in great decline. It used to be a great shopping district back in the 1930s, a real high fashion shopping district. But as happened to many areas all around the country, particularly after World War II, when suburbs started expanding and malls started getting built, people moved out, the stores moved out. And then when the white flight occurred in the 1960s, there was a rapid decline. And it was at that time a lot of people dug their heels in and just said, this is nuts. Let's embrace diversity, make it a strength of our neighborhood. And a lot of open-minded and tolerant people stayed, and a lot of open-minded and tolerant people moved in. And that's you just saw a very gradual rise in the quality of shops and restaurants. It took a long time.
Well, you couldn't have been sure, though, right? I mean, you didn't know that it would turn out the way it has.
No, there's no way to know. All I knew is when I opened Blueberry Hill on a shoestring that after a week I realized if I didn't work on the area, Blueberry Hill wouldn't make it. So I started organizing merchants and talked to City Hall and police. And just it was a slow process, but it's a marvelous one because it's a grassroots one. And now we survived the Great Recession very comfortably. I mean, everybody felt it for the first time, but every other recession we didn't even feel because the Loop is so real and so solid. And seeing the new restaurants, the quality of the new restaurants that have come in the Loop in this last 6 months to a year is remarkable. During the Great Recession, not so much. You know, the calls were not as great, but it's marvelous. The ones that LaGaia mentioned to you are all top notch. I mean, it just and on both sides, and you know, the eastern part and the western part, lowest crime rate in 40 years because of all the people out on sidewalks too. And that's something worth mentioning because sometimes TV tends to distort things by playing something over and over one incident.
I've seen those reports.
But anyway, it's marvelous. It's very, very, very safe and comfortable for families. You see lots of families.
Well, Ryan, tell me a little bit about your concept at Three Kings Public House. And, you know, and you took over a space. Riddles was there for how long?
Oh, about 30 years almost, there.
So what's your concept? And is it challenging to take over a place that such an institution like that, when people walk in, they expect something that's not there anymore?
It is. First of all, we have great reverence for Riddles. I mean, the owner, Andy Ayers, is a friend of ours and has helped us along the way. We still buy fresh produce from him now. But there are a lot of people that came in the beginning that obviously had strong feelings for Riddles and wanted to know if we were going to do similar type of cuisine. We just wanted to, you know, we wanted to make everyone know that, you know, we're independent.
That would be a mistake, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, we didn't want to do the same thing that they were doing. We put our stamp, we're a craft beer bar, And we do pub food with a twist, you know, to the next level. We try to get as many locally sourced ingredients as we can. But we had a lot to live up to, you know, coming in after Riddles. And it's been great. We've been really well accepted by everybody. I feel like, the people that live in the area kind of feels like we're another home bar for them in addition to Blueberry Hill to go to. And it's been a great start. I think the people that were a little bit skeptical, maybe the old Riddle, I think they've really found that we're part of the neighborhood. We're part of the U-City Loop neighborhood.
Well, Guy, you've been covering the restaurant scene for a long time. That is a problem for some businesses sometimes when you go into an established place. I've seen them come and go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that they've had to figure out a few things. One is, what do they do and what do they do well? And what do their patrons want? And they've paid great homage to U-City just in the decor and, you know, putting up some of the historic things that you've kept. But also knowing that we're a craft bar and we're going to do that extremely well. And people are receptive to that. The other thing I just want to point out, because Ryan and Joe are kind of, mentioning this on the surface, is that you don't hear between them that there's some sort of there's camaraderie here, as opposed to you're my direct competitor. They both want people to come down to the Loop, and chances are, if you come to Three Kings, maybe you're going to leave after you finish one drink and head on to Blueberry Hill, which is great for the whole community.
You know, that philosophy goes back decades and decades. Car dealerships used to do that. If you ever noticed, I don't know if it's so true these days, but back when I was growing up, if one car dealership opened, all of a sudden there'd be three or four right at the same intersection, and that's because they helped one another.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, I have nothing but respect for Joe. I mean, what he's done with University City, Del Mar Loop area, and what he continues to do. I mean, there's a lot of people that could stop and rest on your – I mean, the amount of things that he has going on all the time. And he just continues. Every month he's leading meetings on how we're going to make the Loop area better, what we're going to continue to do to make it the best area in St. Louis. And I think Joe would agree. I think the Loop right now is one of the best neighborhoods in St. Louis when you want to get a wide diversity of types of cuisines and be able to walk around with your family and shop and just, enjoy the evening.
Well, Ryan brings up a good point, Joe. Is there anything left for you to do there?
Oh, there always is. Things can be tweaked. Another building built to fill in where one might have collapsed or burned down years ago. But some of the main ones, one of the last big pieces in the puzzle is the market, the grocery store, the global foods market that Guy referred to coming in and having a diner and a rooftop terrace bar with its own menu at the Moonrise in addition to the Eclipse restaurant. But if you have 2 seconds, let me just read some of the varieties we have in the Loop, because I think we have more variety than any place in the Midwest. Mediterranean, Lebanese, American, coffee, ice cream places, mac and cheese, sushi, Japanese, Chinese, donuts, Mexican. These are several ones. Italian, cosmic American, Thai Northern, Thai Southern, country Thai, root beer bottling plant, frozen yogurt, Asian fusion, Indian, vegetarian Indian, several pizza, really good pizza places, Greek, sandwich shops, Middle Eastern, bubble tea, and Korean. I mean, wow, that's all on one 6-block strip.
Right.
We're quite proud of that.
Ryan, what's your signature? Do you have a signature dish at all?
We have a few signature. Well, I mean, one of the things we've become known for, I can't say it's a signature dish because many people offer them, but we won Best Wing in St. Louis for the last couple of years, and we just won Best a New Original Wing. We did a playoff of chicken and waffles that we did a wing with where we dipped it in Belgian waffle mix, cooked it, and then tossed it in a bacon jam sauce, and it was incredibly successful. But we do a lot of different style burgers, entrees, and such like that. But we want to feed the masses, but we want to give them a little bit of a twist, to separate ourselves.
One final question for each of you, LaGaia first. What do you think makes the Loop unique that maybe not occur to the average person that first sets foot there?
Well, I'm just taking someone else's thought, and that when I did that interview, Ryan's partner Derek Fleig mentioned that he thinks that the Loop is really not known that it's the best place for getting craft beer. There's so many places there, and I agree with him.
And Joe and Ryan, just very briefly, when you're not at your own place, where do you like to go in the Loop?
I like to bounce around from place to place, really, and have a beverage here and there. There are so many good ones. It's hard to name just one.
Ryan?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of a lot of the new places that have come in, but I really do enjoy Mission Taco. I think what they're doing there is very good. But there's a lot of good new places that have opened, and there's the ones that have been around doing great food for a long time as well.
Well, check out the interview about the Three Kings Public House in this month's edition of Sauce Magazine. We want to thank LaGaya Figueres, Executive Director of Sauce.
Thanks very much for having us.
For being part of this monthly edition of Soundbites. Ryan Pinkston of Three Kings Public House. Nice to meet you, Ryan.
Thank you, Steve.
And Joe Edwards, good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you always.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Monumental Paintings, the work of Bill Cohn. This is St. Louis Public Radio.